Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory and Ivory Coast Media Production.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. Today, we're going to be talking about fear, dealing with fear. And these are times in which we live that if you're not careful, it'd be very easy to become fearful with all of the negative news that you see on network news as well as social media. And let me just encourage you right now to tune that stuff out, because that is by design. It might seem far-fetched that someone would do this, try to keep you in fear on purpose, but fear is big business. Fear keeps some pharmaceutical companies in business because people don't want to be walking around feeling anxious and filled with anxiety. But if you're one of those individuals that don't like to take a lot of medicine and a lot of pills to feel better, then I have some information here that I think will be beneficial to you. Once again, we're calling this flushing fear. We don't want you to lose hope. We want you to preserve your mind in difficult times, because these are strange times in which we live, and it is very easy for our minds to get off course and to get our focus on the wrong thing. Our minds are extremely powerful. Our minds are extremely powerful. And in fact, there is nothing we can really do without the mind. We can't have any of the success that we desire without a sound mind, without, as scripture calls, a renewed mind. Every day we need a fresh perspective, if you will, of how we see the world and how we see ourselves. And so I'm going to share some things that I think will be beneficial to you to get your mind where it needs to be. Here's some things that you want to keep in mind. Number one, the laws of the universe work regardless of who is applying the principles. The laws of the universe work regardless to who or of who is applying its principles. Now, the easiest for us to understand is the law of gravity. The law of gravity is going to work for absolutely everyone. Doesn't matter if you're a cook, if you're a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker, it doesn't matter. The law is in effect, and the same thing is how you use your mind will determine the future that you carve out for yourself. The way you think makes a difference. It seems like such a simple thing, but when you think about it, again, yes, when you think about it, you realize that my mind is extremely powerful. And sometimes we underestimate the power of our own mind, and we don't really think about what we put into it. Garbage in, garbage out. Garbage in, garbage out. What are you feeding your mind? What are you listening to on a daily basis? And not just listening to, but what are you reading? What are you feeding your mind? Because what you feed your mind is just like what you feed your body. If you eat junk food 7 days a week, guess what? Before you know it, you're going to start having all kinds of physical problems. It's not going to happen at one time, but I guarantee you, a diet of Cheetos and Fago Pop is going to have a very negative effect on your body. Not only is it going to have an effect on your body, but it's going to affect your ability to think. This is why we need to understand that our body needs certain nutrients. It doesn't just want them. It needs nutrients. Our cells need it. And if our cells are deprived of that, they begin to disintegrate. To mutate, and in some cases is where we get ulcers and cancer. We don't want that. But back to the top, again, the laws of the universe work regardless of who is applying its principles. So you want to think carefully about what you think about, because what you think about is what you become. What you think about, those are the words of Earl Nightingale, what you think about all day is what you become. Guess what? If you think about trivial stuff, then your life itself will become trivial. But let's talk about these things that are going to help us to flush out the fear and flush out the negativity. And I want you to think of this as the ingredients to your fear detox formula. These are the ingredients to your fear detox formula. One of the things you want to flush out of you is bitterness. Often in the Black community, we rehearse the ills of slavery and the mistreatment we suffered at the hands of merciless men and women. But we must never forget that there was also emancipation and a Juneteenth. Are things perfect? No. Are they better? Absolutely. And it is a misnomer to say otherwise, because that speaks to your state of mind. And that also is going to hamper the opportunities that you're able to realize because of the way you think. Bitterness is always going to blind you from opportunity. Bitterness is not going to let you have hope. Bitterness is going to cause you to descend into blame and self-pity. And those are two extremely useless emotions. Blame and self-pity. You ever meet anybody like that? Somebody that blames everybody for their ills and the problems that they're having. Well, I'd be successful if my mother had did this. I'd be successful if my dad had did this. I'd be successful if Jodie Foster hadn't become an actress. Whatever excuse you want to use, at the end of the day, you are responsible for you. God has given you, as the Constitution says, certain inalienable rights that are in you are endowed by your Creator with certain rights. And you need to take advantage of that. And if you don't, it's like seed time and harvest. If you don't plant during the planting season, when harvest comes, you're not going to get any kind of return because you didn't plant. It's not complicated, but it's a reality. What opportunities are you missing because of your disposition? Because you are fearful. Because you are filled with bitterness. Because you need to blame. Let go of the blame. Just let it go. Let that stuff go. Have you endured injustice? Yes. Is injustice in continuing to endure in the world? Yes. But what if by you being empowered and having a positive mindset, you can change that? But what can one person do? Well, you don't know until you try. It's like having a bunch of kids together and you set this bar, 2 feet bar, and you say, well, can you jump over this 2-foot bar? And some kids are going to say, No problem. Some kids are going to say, no, I don't think I can jump over that. Some kids are going to say, well, let's give it a try. Let's give it a shot and see what happens. That's the only way you're going to find out. You can't be afraid of failure. You can't be afraid of falling. You got to understand why you fail in order to truly succeed. If you don't know what you need to improve, how do you improve? We don't want people to say anything to us. We want everybody to just keep their opinions to themselves. But some people are very well-meaning. They just want to point something out to you. I heard this about, I'm not a golfer, but I heard this about golf. And this guy was golfing and he was really frustrated about his golf swing and he wasn't getting the results he wanted. And his coach, he was frustrated with his coach because he's like, well, I'm paying you all this money to help me have a better golf swing. And he said, well, you just need to make a minor adjustment in your position. In other words, you need to reposition yourself. You need to trust the process. There's an inclination to look up when you swing, but you need to keep your head down and your shoulders level. But you also have to practice. And if you don't practice, you're not going to be better. You're not going to be a better golfer if you don't practice. You're not going to get the results you want. Speaking of results, getting the results you desire in your life means getting the little details right. People experience so much unnecessary frustration because they missed a step in a given process. Consider something as simple as dialing a mobile telephone number to somebody you wish to speak to. Better yet, somebody you need to speak to. Just one wrong number and you will not connect. Just one number. It seems like such an insignificant thing, doesn't it? One little number? You have all the other numbers, right? Why can't they just give you a mulligan? Why can't they just patch you through? Why can't they just say, oh, it's okay, you just missed one number. We'll find a way to get you patched through to who you want to talk to. It's not how it works. You say, why are they making things so difficult? They're not making things difficult. It's the process. And you can't cheat it. Not by one number. Not by one number. And people wonder, why don't I have the success I want? Because of one thing. Not 10 things. It's one thing, and that one thing builds into 1,000 things, but those 1,000 things come from one thing, and that one thing is you refuse to take care of the little details. You refuse to do it. You won't do it. You choose not to do it. Why? Because it's boring. On the other hand, you could dial all the numbers correctly. No drama, no need for mulligans. You can ask for your friend for that $50 you need to borrow till Friday and buy gas and whatever else you need so you can get to work for the week. All because you had things as they should be. They were in order. Often many of us want to achieve great things without preparing properly. I know why. Preparation is boring. Preparation is tedious. It seems like it takes forever, but my friend, let me tell you something. You got to learn to enjoy every part of the process. You got to sometimes lean back and say, you know what? I'm glad this is taking as long as it's taking, because it's giving me time to think things through. Haven't you ever been given the opportunity to think things through? And once you did, it made all the difference in the world. You were able to have new ideas about the decision you were going to make, and you get to see the flaw because you took the time to think and to contemplate and to be quiet. I want to recommend that you listen to this audiobook called The Strangest Secret in the World by Earl Nightingale. It'll give you great insight. If you are in the market for a voiceover artist for your book, trailer, for whatever your need may be, feel free to reach out to me, and I'll be happy to talk to you about adding value to your project that needs voiceover work. It would be my pleasure to be the voice of your book. You to go out there and have an absolutely fantastic day on purpose. And you know I mean that. Ciao for now. Be well, my friends, and Godspeed.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face. Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.